Do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on it.
WHFS Sefner, WQYK FM HD2 St. Petersburg, 103.1 W276 CX Newport Richey, 92.1 W221 DW Tampa.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States. 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
As hunters, we all know that planting a food plot in Florida is hard work and takes tons of water, fertilizer, and time just to keep it alive. Well, now there's a product that can make growing big deer on your hunting property as easy as unloading your cooler. It's Horn Max 20 Super Pro Mineral and Super Max 20 Super Molasses Block. This stuff is amazing for growing huge deer, and of course, your Florida deer will get all the trace minerals, protein, and amino acids needed for optimal nutrition in bucks, lactation in does, and fawn growth. Check out the full line of Horn Max 20 today at Florida Mineral online.net or click the link at bigandwild.com.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fish Hawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fish Hawk Sporting Clays offers four-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fish Hawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
Come on, boys!
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is The Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Hour number two is underway. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are in the studio, me, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Carlos the Cuban Redneck, and Bill George. Knox over there on the other side of the glass, just miserable.
Hey.
Just miserable having to be here this early.
You guys are talking about roadkill. Seriously.
You know what? You know what's happening all over South Florida with all this cold weather?
I know that iguanas are falling out of the trees.
It's raining iguanas.
It's raining iguanas.
Free food.
Yeah. You know what?
Tastes really like chicken.
How many people were on Facebook sitting there going, I've got a few of these iguanas laying around. Does anybody really have a good recipe? I'd really like to try them. So, you know, it was so funny because a lot of the people were saying, I don't know if the FWC officially sanctioned it, but they were saying if you have one and it falls out of the tree and you want to go ahead and officially finish it off, put it in a plastic bag and put it in the freezer. So, you know, put it in the freezer for...
I'll sanction it, all right.
12 or 18 hours and let her...
I can give you 100 different ways.
Well, I just thought that was funny.
He can give you everything from a gumbo to a casserole.
This is usually the time when our buddy Dennis Crum down there in the Everglades makes finding Burmese pythons a lot easier. because they're up there on those roads, and they're up there anywhere where the sun might be shining, and it's easy to find them out there because they want to get out of those holes. But, you know, that is one of the good things. And how many years have we been hoping that this would happen? It would be cold enough to sustain. Well,
the last time was 2010.
That's crazy,
and,
isn't it?
You know, when a five-footer falls out of a tree, five-foot iguana, I mean, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
But we had that cold snap, I think, was 13 days. So
five-foot iguana?
Yeah, those the big ones, man. They get to 5 feet long.
Those are the ones that will bullwhip your butt when you get too close. They whip that tail around and
those are the ones that'll learn real quick why I'm at the top of the food chain.
Yeah, they were saying, you know, to the do-gooders to be careful because some people were bringing them inside the house trying to warm them up, that they will bite you. You know, they also have salmonella.
Yeah.
You know, and a bunch of other stuff. So.
Hey, you like your nose?
Yeah.
They're not puppy dogs. Just putting it out there.
They also dig under your foundations and they mess up the infrastructure. So
they're down there digging up seawalls, graves.
Yep. Under bridges. I mean, they're causing a lot of damage.
It would be interesting to see what the numbers are that are being taken out of the wild these days, because with this cold snap all the way down through to Miami. You know, all it takes is a couple of days at even 40 degrees for those guys to, you know, kind of freeze up.
There's going
to
be a sale on Chinese food in South Florida this week.
Easy.
Maybe. I don't know. Hey, I'd give it a shot. Yeah. You know, nothing but, tail meat.
General Tso's chicken.
I guess that's what you do. I mean, it can't be any different than frog legs.
Well, they said it tastes like chicken. Hey, that other guy, the iguana guy, I forgot his name right now.
Yeah, we talked to him down south with the air gun. The safari. But not only that, but the tegus and the Burmese and all the other invasive species, you know, it's good to see.
Gene Parker.
Yeah, that's right, Gene
Parker, iguana hunting.
Yeah, and he's down there doing it with air rifles. Now he's just going out there with one of those little grabbers, picking them up like the dudes on the DOT on the side of the road, picking them up, throwing them in a bag, you know, throw them in a deep freezer for a day or two.
Yeah, one of the guys I know, he's been making a pretty good living going out there and contracting with communities to remove iguanas. And it's like, okay, this cold snap, how's it going to infect them? Can he just go out there and pick a whole bunch up? And, well, if the problem goes away, does he have a job left?
Yeah, but you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, they rebound quick. They lay eggs. It's like 100 eggs. So,
well, you know what he ought to do? Then after the iguanas are gone, then go ahead and put all of his 100% effort into eradicating the fire ant. Let's work on that.
Or tegus or pythons.
Yeah, green lip mussels or anything else you want to talk about.
Y'all were talking about bringing in the iguanas and warming them up, but how about that video you posted of the guy releasing that squirrel?
I show that to my kids. You know, I showed it to my children of course my son's like, well, that's nature, man. You can't, mess around with it. Of course my daughter was like, oh, man. Only sad because, they took so much time to raise it, rescue it because it fell out of a tree, and then let it go.
Another case of it got whacked by a bird.
A cat.
I saw one where they released a bunny.
Oh my gosh!
I got it. I haven't been on Facebook for a couple of days. So
The bunny one was a good. And then I thought one of the greatest ones was the lady who they raised the butterfly, and they took it outside the office and let it go, and it's up there flopping around, flapping, and they're like, "Oh, it's all great!" And all of a sudden, some magpie or mockingbird comes down there, shriek, takes it right out of the sky. It was like, well, there you
appreciate
go.
It.
That's fate.
I watched that video and it brought back a memory. One time we were sitting there and my wife sees this humongous spider in our bedroom. Now, we don't mind spiders. Spiders aren't a bad thing. But in the bedroom, it was one of those great big wolf spiders. It's like, it's got to go. So I turn around, I get the butter dish, I go and collect it, take it outside to the patio, go put it outside. And as soon as I walk away from it, it's sitting there on the patio. This lizard comes running across the patio
Bam.
And immediately eats it.
Yeah.
It's like
the food chain.
So
I'm letting Jonathan see the video. You know what really makes it?
What was that? What took it?
The cat.
Oh, the cat.
You know, yeah, I don't know if it was their cat or a neighbor's whatever it was. But
for anybody who wants to see.
Yeah, go to Big and Wild. Go to our Facebook page.
Dude, Homeboy came out of nowhere, too.
But, wow, you know,
he was free for about 5 seconds.
You know, what really makes the video is the fact that you can actually hear the squirrel screeching, you know.
Well, it's not even that, too. It's you hear the, I guess I'm sure the mother.
Man, that cat went about 6 feet in the air.
Yeah, dude, that was a nice grab.
You ain't stopping. You ain't getting that back. I'm sorry.
Oh, trust me, I could get it back.
I don't know, man. You get a cat like that can leap that high and get that stuff done like that, I think it's pretty much over for the squirrel.
Who let the cat off the leash?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Who let the cat off the leash?
Well, and my thing is I always laugh when you see video, and I don't mean to say that I laugh, when you see videos like that and people all freak, and I'm like, that's nature. That's what happens to, you know, there's prey animals and there, I mean.
Well, I would say that
there's predators and there's prey.
I would say that if it was a red-tailed hawk that came down and took it off the tree.
Well, but there's one cat at my house, and you know why she's at my house? It's because when daddy walks outside with a dog, I've got one of three surprises waiting on me on my pool deck.
Yeah, but she doesn't eat them. That's the thing.
Oh, yes, she does.
Well, if the cat is eating it, then that's one thing.
She shows them to me, then she eats them.
But if you got the kind that just go out and kill them and just hang them there, you know, leave them on the back porch going,
but I mean,
look
still.
Look what I did.
Well, but even still, if she does that, I'm happy with her.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing.
Mice, I mean, there's less mice, less moles, less, you know.
Songbirds.
That's... Hey, whatever. Stop pooping on my house.
Lizards, you know.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? When we come back, I'll fight him during the
circle
break.
Circle of life.
Well, we can argue that point because if it comes to domestic cats, I don't include them in the circle of life. It's a pet. If it was a circle of life, then something we should be eating them as well. So we'll take a break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We're brought to you by G5 Feed and Outdoors and Load Runner Trailers. Hit the button, Doug.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
When it comes to wild game, it's up to the individual hunter to make sure the meat is handled and processed safely. Wear gloves while field dressing and butchering. Be careful not to puncture the intestine to avoid possible spread of E. coli or salmonella to the meat. The chest and abdominal cavity should be wiped with a clean cloth or paper towels. It's best to use as little water as possible because damp meat spoils faster than dry meat. Cool wild game to less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit as quickly as possible to slow the growth of bacteria. On warm days, immediately pack the chest and abdominal cavities with ice packs or plastic bags filled with snow. After skinning, wrap in cheesecloth or put in game bags to keep clean. In warm weather, black pepper can be sprinkled on the meat before covering to discourage flies. Wild game should be aged to 34 to 37 degrees Fahrenheit for no more than 14 days. White-tailed deer will age sufficiently in 2 to 3 days. During butchering and preparation, perform proper hand washing and clean all contact surfaces with warm soapy water followed with bleach water. Be a responsible hunter and be prepared and knowledgeable of proper guidelines to help ensure the quality, safety, and satisfaction in eating wild game.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Hunting never stops in Florida, so you need to make Al's Wild Meat in Riverview your full-time, full-service deer and hog processor. Al's Wild Meats will custom cut your game any way you like it, including a variety of sausage options, like traditional ground breakfast, link, or smoked, plus some of the best jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, snack sticks, and deer bacon on the planet. Al and his wife, Christine, pride themselves in making sure you're getting your own harvest back just the way you want it, and always vacuum sealed, labeled, frozen, and back in your freezer fast. Al's Wild Meat, right off I-75 on Simmons Ranch Court in Riverview, on Facebook or online, alswildmeatprocessing.com.
In the 1960s, the G5 mark was used to brand the cattle and other livestock on the Glisson Family Ranch in the heartland of Florida. Now that family tradition has been passed on to mark quality at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors. G5 Feed and Outdoors is more than a family-owned business with a passion for all things that happen in the big and wild outdoors. Behind every product, you'll find more than 20 years of great customer service and three generations of experience standing behind it. G5 Feed and Outdoors believes there's no substitute for quality outdoor gear and products that have been tested to perform and give you the confidence that will last. So G5 carries items they use themselves from trusted brands like Textron, Arctic Cats, Yeti, Case Knives, Big Green Eggs, Costa, Shimano, and so much more. You really need to stop by and see all the great outdoor gear and products and the new stuff that arrives every day. It's all waiting for you at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors, located just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92, and online at g5feedandoutdoors.com. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for even more great deals.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Brayden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Carlos the Cuban Redneck, and Bill George. Glenn has the day off.
Brayden's getting serious. He's standing up.
Yep. Well, you guys were talking about stuff I knew about. But anyway, before the break, we...
I was there.
You know, Jonathan has a nice little kitty at the house, and she brings him presents every once in a while.
She's a Hemingway.
A mama cat or whatever it is.
You know
a
that,
six-toter.
Yeah.
A six-toter. And we've had this discussion on this show before, but I wanted to bring him to light something that you may not know. And Knock, of course, being new to the outdoor genre, and he does have a roommate who has a cat. But I asked him during the break, and he said it is an indoor cat, right? It doesn't go outside. They don't just open the door and go out and have fun, precious. See you in a couple of days. And then, you know, he comes back. Any of that, right? It lives in the house.
Yeah, it used to be an outside cat, but now we just keep it inside to keep it cleaner.
Well, just so you know, cats kill billions of birds every year, and even more tiny rodents and other mammals in the United States.
Yeah.
According to this study on Live Science.
And reptiles.
Cats kill between 1.4 billion and 3.7 billion birds, and between 6.9 billion and 20.7 billion small mammals such as meadow voles and chipmunks. It's hard to know exactly how many birds live in the United States, but the staggering number of bird deaths may account for as much as 15% of the total bird population.
Okay.
According to the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute, cats kill more domesticated cats, and of course wild ones that people dump out on the side of the road. They kill more mammals, birds, and critters than all the pesticides that we use out on our crops to feed all the vegans.
Yeah, okay, so they keep the bird numbers down so they're not pooping on your car, and they keep the rodents under control so they're not getting in your house. I mean, that's what they're supposed to do, in my opinion. That's, you know, I mean, the cat, like I said, the cat that I have, and, you know, if Lori was here, she could back me up on this statement. I am not a cat person. I mean, don't misunderstand me.
Is that a tear in your eye?
No, there's not a tear in my eye. Believe me, there's been several times that there are several cats that can attest to getting a Daisy Red Ryder BB in a certain part of their body when I see them getting close to a vehicle. But, you know, when one's there that does, in my opinion, a barn, as my dad would say this, a barn cat You know, why do you keep a cat, you know, for us being agricultural people, why do you keep a cat in a barn? To take care of all
that's
the
indoors.
Okay, but it takes care of all the mice and rats so they don't get in the feed.
You know, I was going to say that, you know, there is a big difference because when I was a kid, we always had a mama cat that lived out in the barn. You know, you had a barn cat that lived out there, but this was a cat that was self-sustaining and usually ate mice and rats and stuff around the tack room and the feed room, you know, where we kept all the grain and stuff for horses and cows and chickens and pigs and everything else. They didn't go out and actively hunt songbirds and other things throughout the field because that barn was basically their home and where they hung out. And so they didn't really stretch out their territories.
Yeah.
I think that something like that is probably more acceptable in today's world. You know, the mama cat, barn cat, whatever. You know, I mean, it's not one that you go and you pet. You know, on the rare occasion that you'd be sitting on a feed sack or something and it would actually jump up next to you, you'd be like, what the heck? What is she doing here?
Scratch her on the head. Hey, how you doing?
And then, you kind of give them a little rub and then they're like, okay, done with you. Off and off they go. And then one day they're not there anymore. And, you know, it's like, you know.
Then you get another one.
They just show up. But usually they were taken out usually by red-tail hawks or something like that. If they wandered a little too far.
Then you go coyote hunting.
Yeah, or a little too far away from the barn, you know. Swoop, you know, the nice silent wings would, you know, take care of mama cat. So it kept everything in check and in balance. But when you have somebody who lives in town who just lets their birds run around out in the neighborhood or in the subdivision, you know, they're saying that they literally, you don't know it, but they can kill anywhere between 4 and 18 birds a year and between 8 and 21 small mammals per year. So, you know, you got Mrs. Sweet Little Miss Jenkins down the road who's out there throwing, you know, corn and stuff out there to see cardinals in her backyard. And then, you know, Mrs. Johnson on the other side of the street's letting out her 4 cats, and all of a sudden she's wondering why her parakeets aren't showing up at Mrs. Riddlin's house anymore. You know what I mean? So they're out there killing them all. They're not out there doing it to survive like your barn cat is.
Tigers don't eat grass.
No. No. Only if they're sick. We got some worms, maybe. Get out there and eat a little bit of it. Get some of that sawgrass in there.
Oh, me.
But I just thought that those numbers, and you see them all the time every year, they bring it out there, that it's just staggering to think that domesticated cats being let out the back door, thinking that nothing's going to happen, but, you know, maybe go poop in the kid's sandbox down the street. Each of those kitties going out there, it's estimated that between 30 million and 80 million of them live in the United States and kill between 23 and 46 birds a year and between 129 and 138 small mammals.
Where was it? What state was it or what city was it in the United States that they were doing feral cat hunts because there were so many of them? That they'd gotten out of control. I mean, stuff like that, yes.
Yeah, but then they shut it down.
Yeah, remember? But what I'm saying is stuff like that, that's that you have a problem there. And that's, you know, that's the biggest problem.
Well, then they shut it down and they were like, well, let's just catch them all, sterilize them, and then turn them loose again.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't solve the problem. They're still killing songbirds and everything else out there. Well,
yeah.
You know, they're going to eat.
Spreading diseases and everything else.
Yeah, it doesn't do it. It's kind of like the story that came out this past week, we've all talked about it on the show, you know, the way that certain cities and municipalities handle their deer populations. And up there in Ann Arbor, you know, they're one of those ones where
Michigan,
they don't want you to kill.
Oh,
they don't want you to kill the deer.
It's okay, Brad. It's okay. It's okay.
So, you know,
hit them with the car.
So, you know, the residents in their wisdom of Ann Arbor, you know, they want more non-lethal deer management. So, of course, they're spending the, you know, $1,700 to $2,000 per deer to sterilize 26 does by removing their ovaries. Okay, you know, they're doing the sterilization. You know, they're trying to have to keep the numbers in check.
I'll remove them for free.
Wait a minute. How many? You said 26 does.
Yeah, they're trying to keep the urban deer down in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So they're going to catch and release these 26 does and remove their ovaries. But, of course, it's an hour-long procedure for each one of them. And they did have to kill one of them that didn't quite make it through the procedure. But the big story out of this story was it the fact that the people who raised all this money to go do this stuff, they didn't want the deer to get cold while they were performing the surgery, so they had one of their people go and buy some yoga mats so they could lay down some nice soft yoga mats on the ground and put the deer on the nice yoga mats and do it, whatever. And then when they were still anesthetized, they would leave them on the yoga mats, nice and comfortable, until the anesthesia wore off, and then they could get up and go prancing off in into the distance.
And they could get up, wake up, and say, what am I laying on?
But now here's the thing. Ann Arbor, Michigan, these residents, the ones who don't want them done, they've filed multiple lawsuits to stop the culling efforts, have not stopped anything. They're still doing the sterilization. They're paying for both. They're trying to do both. They've done the procedure on 54 animals at a cost of almost $2,000 per animal, plus yoga mats. But the thing is that they still allow for cull hunting. And during the cull hunting, how many deer do you think they killed during that season?
I was fixing to say, in Michigan, one of the largest hunting states in the United States, they got a pretty good culling program going on.
How many of the deer that they spent $2,000 on got culled?
Well, that's what I thought, because here's the funny part. That's the first thing I thought of, is they go in there, they spend $2,000 a piece on these things and yoga mats, and cut their ovaries out, and then go have fun and live. And then between
over the hill,
and between January 8th and January 31st,
cat and squirrel all over again.
How long is that? 2 weeks between January 8th and the 31st. So that's the latter part of it. It's a little over 2 weeks, right?
But look at it this way:
250 deer they killed.
You could shoot a doe and get a yoga mat.
Maybe. I don't know if they take them, roll them up,
They get to keep the yoga mat.
I guess,
That's a deal.
But that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, well, wait a minute. They killed 250 of them after they did the. Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
They just spent $100,000
to make the meat taste better, I guess.
They feel better.
And, you know, they feel better. You would think that after the 250 were taken, then we'll try to go catch 54 more of them and then do the procedures. But just the way they think, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Yoga mats, and then shoot them.
They're going to blame it on Trump anyway.
I don't think he bought the yoga mats. It could be Trump yoga mats. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are brought to you by G5 Feed and Outdoors and Load Runner Trailers. And thank you. We'll be back.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had. The original mission of Precision Hunter Ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 PRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory loaded, truly match accurate ammunition with Doppler radar verified best in class VCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford, because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers and brochures, but they also design and fabricate custom three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts, all in their UASG certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, March 2nd, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world, we create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time your boat is running. All you have to do is hook the loose end of the lanyard to your PFD. It'll stop your outboard instantly if you should accidentally fall overboard or be thrown from your boat during a collision. Be sure to give your lanyard a field test to make sure it's working like it's supposed to. Your life and that of your boating partner could depend on.
Welcome back, everybody. Big and Wild Outdoors. Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle. Carlos the Cuban Redneck is in with us today.
What's up?
Filling in for
and the Squirrel Master, Bill George.
And now the new Squirrel Coyote Master, Bill George, down the end there.
Deadeye.
Speaking of coyotes, when is Toby's big coyote shindig? Isn't that next weekend? Is that next weekend?
I don't know.
Show of hands, anybody? Know. Hi, anybody on the radio
besides? I thought it was the last weekend of the month in Citrus, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's up in Citrus. They're all supposed to meet up at Holder Mine and
go
do all
to his
that
Facebook.
Kind of
I'll go to his Facebook.
Then see when it is, but I know he's got that big thing coming up pretty soon. Going to be starting it, I think, around 10 o'clock or somewhere around there, I think. It's going to be an all-day event.
I don't
event.
Remember.
What the?
I'm organized coyote hunt.
I'm looking it up.
You get what you pay for, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you get yes. what you pay for. Well, once that information comes into the studio, we'll let you know immediately. And that's going to be coming up. So that's one that I'm thinking about trying to get up there to participate in. That would be awful fun, even if it was just going out to hang out all day.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a lot of fun. You never know. Might even get a couple of them up there. We'll see. Not as easy as Bill George, piling up 11 squirrels.
If I have one
squirrels.
In my freezer, can I just take it out and thaw it out? And
I don't think you're going to... win anything with that scrawny thing once it's dehydrated out of the freezer, once it sucks all the moisture out of it. Did you wrap it up properly, or did you just wrap it in some newspapers and shove it in there for, you know, for skinning later?
Big garbage bag.
I tell you, the only coyote that I wish that someone would have actually picked up and got the pelt for was the one that Carlos took a picture of on the side of the road when that big black was a big female, wasn't it? A big black female?
Yep.
And, you know, God love him. You know, Carlos saw that thing on the side of the road, was like, pulls over. Hey, let's go check this out.
I caught the guy from the that takes care of the road there. They were burying it. He said, "You want it? Let me tell you." I looked at that thing and kept thinking, "I don't think Mrs. Lopez is going to be too happy if I take this."
Getting a little ripe, or was it pretty fresh?
No, it was fresh, man. It was fresh. I had an appointment in Orlando. I drove, did the appointment. I came back. I knew it was where I saw it. You know, in the division of the highway there. It's kind of like it changes the two lanes in between two fences on each side of the road from the ranch. And then I saw a guy with a shovel, and I put two and two together, and I ran over there. And,
stop, stop, stop!
I said, hey, man, let me take a picture.
Let me check it.
Yeah, let me take a picture of it. And
I know when I first saw that, I was like, dude, tell me you got that. And you're like, nope, they buried it.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Because that was a big, nice one, man. Big black-furred coyote. That would have been a nice one to have.
Yeah, no mange or
anything. I've never seen one like that. It had a beautiful coat, beautiful color.
That's just nice. What'd you find, Bill?
I was looking at quail hunting.
Oh! I thought maybe you were trying to help a brother out and
I'm still looking here through Toby's Facebook. He does post a little bit. So
yeah, you gotta
Carlos was already on there.
You got to go down about 3 weeks ago because you know, to see when it's.
Yeah,
actually
I can't help
happen.
You there because my Facebook's not hooked up yet.
You got the new phone, did you?
Yes.
Did you get it for Christmas, or is this a happy birthday to me thing?
No, we got a new phone with our points for me for Christmas, and then when we went in there yesterday. I ended up getting an upgrade to a 8 Plus, so.
I don't know what that is.
My iPhone 8 Plus.
Oh. I was wondering if you had to get a new phone because of anger management, or.
And take that! Smash!
I'm just saying.
I don't know where you're going with that, Bill.
I don't know.
I'm not an angry person.
No, but sometimes you do have a release.
I just sometimes maybe punch things harder than I should, and things happen. So
am I not? Was I dreaming? I went to Fred's Market this past week, took the kids over there to go eat, and that little magazine they put out there in Plant City, was that your boy on the cover?
Yeah.
The crazy, what's his name?
Mike Gartz.
I looked at it as I was going in. I go, dude, that guy looks like that crazy guy I always see posted on Jonathan's Facebook page.
That's my trainer.
I hate my mattress. I hate my trainer guy. Yep. Yeah. And I was like, what the? And I almost picked up. I forgot on the way back out. I was going to get one.
I got some copies. I'll bring you.
What is it talking about? Just his crazy stuff or what?
Well, no. Basically, I mean, Mike is a Boston guy, so he's kind of got some of the same things with like Carlos. He's one of those transplanted Yankees that's become a redneck over the years and, you know, living the good life.
Living the good life.
So they did an entire story of him there in the Plant City, what's it called? I can't remember what magazine it was.
It's Focus.
Focus, yeah. There he is right on the cover, man. That's very funny. Did you find it yet?
Negative.
Oh, so now what are you looking for? Quail hunting too?
No.
Oh, now that Bill George is looking for quail hunting.
These two guys. Look at these guys.
Well, you know, it would have been easier just to call him.
I think you're right at this point.
Good Lord. Just give Knock his telephone number and we'll call him and see when he's going to do it. Well, that is, if we can get a hold of him.
Yeah, he should be listening.
Yeah, but he's way up there. He's usually in the woods by now.
I'm about to say he's hunting probably right now.
And he's
now.
Still got a 1984 foot phone, so it only reaches about 300 yards if you're not close to a tower.
He'd just walk out the door.
It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Well, we'll try to get him during the break, and we'll see if we can get some more info on it.
Moving on.
Sad news to report. If you haven't heard or seen on the news lately, you know, during the tournament out there, the FLW tournament, we had a couple of fishermen who... took a turn for the worse out there. I think it was on Thursday that they first encountered the problems. And apparently one of the fishermen out there was swept off the boat, and then the other one clung to the boat and drifted approximately 40 miles before they found him. And he was still alive. It's the guy from Slidell. I don't know if we should use their names, but let's just say that Bill was the one they located out on the boat against the rocks down there on the southeast side of the lake that had been drifting basically all night. Of course, he was hypothermic, so he's in the hospital. And the other guy, Nick, they have not found. And that's been a long time, and it's been cold.
It's been cold.
Yeah.
I found it.
Really?
Sorry.
And we hope they find him. And I know the Coast Guard's involved in it, FWC, Sheriff's Department, everybody else, all that kind of stuff. They're all there trying to find this guy. But, of course, they canceled the tournament immediately and are going to go with the day one results for payouts and winners and all that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, it was tragic. And if you've never fished over there on Ocala, Okeechobee, that lake is huge. I mean, it's bigger than Tampa Bay. It literally takes about an hour at good speed on a good day to get straight across it from east to west.
You know, one thing I can say, living in this state my whole life, I've never been on that lake.
I've been on that lake a couple of times just messing around, not really doing anything serious. I went over there one time with the radio station for a tournament, and the guy that they put me on the boat with scared the heck out of me out there running around out there. All he wanted to do was flip and jig all day, but I couldn't get over how big that lake is. You were telling me, Bill, it's 50 miles?
50 north. By 30.
Really?
Yeah.
That's monstrous. That's like a little mini ocean. So.
I used to fish bass tournaments there when I fished with the Lakeland Bassmasters, and that's a big body of water.
I've been on it, and I've been in an airboat, high chop. I mean, it's scary. Because a bass boat has all that, stuff to make it float. You sink, you at least have a boat to cling to. You on an airboat, she's going down to whatever the bottom is.
Yeah, it goes down like a rock.
In rough weather, you'll see 3 to 6 foot waves.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. But
well, we don't really know what exactly happened. There's speculation all over the place that they buried the bow in a big wake, coming across, or maybe got turned sideways or something and got swamped. Don't know. Some people say it capsized, but when I saw the video of the boat, it was upright and it was banging up against the rocks down there on the south end there. So I don't know if it flipped back over or whatever. I mean, that would have to be pretty monstrous waves to flip a big old boat like that over and over again. So I don't know, but our prayers are with them. That's for sure. It's good that they rescued Billy, but Nick is still out there and they don't know what's going to happen out there. And
well, hopefully he can give a little insight, help pinpoint where to look for the other person. And
it's amazing how whenever there's a boating accident like this over in that area, it seems like information is so hard to get. But if it happens offshore, it's like you get updates every 5 seconds. It's like,
there's no Coast Guard there, probably.
Well, they're there. The Coast Guard's there.
They're there. That's part of their jurisdiction. But, we also had a fatality over on Crooked Lake right after New Year's.
Yeah,
airboater.
Airboat. Mm-hmm.
So
they hit a barbed wire fence.
No way.
There's a whole waiting on toxicology reports and everything else. There's a whole lot you don't know. We'll have to see more, but another person got...
I know that we all think that, we know what we're doing, but gosh, man, when you're on the water, you just have to be so careful anymore. I mean, you really do. Bass boats are so powerful, and you just don't realize it. We got to take a fast break. When we do, we'll have that information for you for the coyote hunt when we come back. We're brought to you by Load Runner Trailers and G5 Fabulous Outdoors. We'll be right back, you guys.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com.
G5 Feed and Outdoors is pleased to be the premier fully authorized repair and warranty dealer for Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides in the West Central Florida and Tampa Bay area. G5's wide selection of Arctic Cat ATVs and other off-road vehicles are all designed to handle anything that Mother Nature dishes out. The Arctic Cat TBX, Prowler, and HDX offer power steering, easy switch two-wheel, four-wheel drive, tilt cargo beds, built-in receivers, and payloads between 300 and 1,000. Pounds. The Wildcat, Mud Pro, and XC450 are powerhouse performers with superior traction, suspension, and handling. And the ever-popular Alterra series continues to lead the way in value and reliability for tons of uses. So load up the hunting gear, stack up your camping supplies, haul your feed and farm supplies, or just load up the family and hit the trail or mud hole for a day of fun and adventure, because G5 and Articat has you covered. Stop in today and see the whole lineup just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92 and online at G5FeedAndOutdoors.com. And be sure to follow G5 on Facebook for even more great products.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high-quality brand that's well-known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at LoadRunnerTrailers.com.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Did you know that Florida ranks first in number of sportsmen and anglers with 3.15 million that spend $5.9 billion a year supporting over 94,000 jobs? Did you know that sportsmen and women contribute nearly 8 million to the economy every single day, adding more than 2.9 billion every year for conservation? Just another fun fact showing how sportsmen and women are helping make a difference.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
There we go. Welcome back, everybody. Big and Wild Outdoors.
Golly, if you it's
wanna,
already 10 till 9.
If you want to call in, you know you're more than welcome to. You ain't got to if you ain't want to.
Almost.
888-404-1010, 888-404-1010. If you got a outdoor hunting question, fishing question, gun question, anything like that, I will help you as best we can. We're pretty good at it. Been doing it for a couple of weeks, so we might be able to help you out. Before the break, we were talking about Toby Benoit's big, what is he calling this thing? He's got some name for it, like the big country coyote jamboree or something or other.
Coyote clean out.
Is that what it is?
Yep, coyote clean out. He's doing a coyote hunting competition for the last Saturday of January, which is the 27th at Citrus Wildlife Management Area.
Well, that's good. That'll be, because on the 20th, we'll be out broadcasting live out at G5 Feed and Outdoors. So it'd be kind of tough to get over there on time. But
and may I point out, all WMA licensing and small game regulations will apply.
Well, of course they will. Toby's a good guy and he likes to follow the rules. So if you got your license, management stamp, and all that other kind of good stuff, then come on out and do what you got to do.
Says here, great prizes awarded for the most coyotes killed, largest male, and largest female.
There you go. That sounds like a pretty good day. Bill, think you can handle that?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've been out there, but I have an upcoming alligator hunt. I've usually that's the weekend the last couple of years they've done it, so down on Avon Park. So
So you're going to take an alligator hunt over a chance to go out and win some fabulous prizes?
Yeah, because I'm guiding.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to leave some poor kid without a guide.
Well, no. That's true, and I'd rather have you not be out there with that 300 wind cannon, so that's all good. Well, or would you show up with a 20 short?
Well, if it's if it may be small game season out there. Deer season's probably over. That's probably the first weekend of small game in Citrus. And they probably have a rule on no centerfire rifles. I'm not positive, but I would imagine.
But he'll still show up with three firearms for
sure. Well, that just leaves you with my pistol. That's with my pistol. That means I'm down to a 7mm 08.
In a pistola?
In a pistola.
That means when I'm coyote hunting, I'm showing up with an AR with a 30-round mag. Let's roll.
Can you do that?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just it's all for entertainment. Anything to worry about?
I look at it this way.
Here we go.
Show up with your 410 Topper Junior, your H&R Topper Junior, and just put five slugs in your pocket. That way, you know you're out there covered on both bases. You can go out and go do some squirrel hunting while you're there, and if you happen to stumble upon a coyote, or they come out to steal your squirrels like they do with Bill George, then you change it out real quick and put that 41 caliber lead round right through his rib cage, and everything will be all right.
Boom.
It's all done deal. That way you can carry both and do both. Or a 12 gauge or a 20.
I'll just show it with a 22 Hornet, be done with it.
That's still center fire.
I'm just kidding. It's all for entertainment purposes.
17 HMR, that would be all right. You could use that.
Yeah.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh. Well, go get one.
How do you not have one?
I thought you
had a little bit of everything.
I've got a...
You know what? You got to find a use for that. You got to find a use for 17.
Their family members have 17 HMRs.
See?
I go straight to the 22, you know, from a 22 to a 223. I don't really have anything in between.
Got a
22 Hornet. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of small rounds for me.
But it's a great round.
Oh, it's awesome.
That would be perfect for a coyote.
So.
What are you going to show up with, Carlos?
30-30.
That's
centerfire.
It's a good brush
gun. Come on. Why don't y'all give him the business?
It's a good brush gun.
I was going to go shotgun,
man. The shotty. You got to bring the shotty.
I've never understood that whole rule about a centerfire versus a rimfire. Yeah, never mind.
They take away the temptation if you're out there with a 223 and Mr. Big Buck or something comes walking by. Not to say that some person who would shoot it anyway.
Okay, you know this from being here, how many deer in this state are taken with a 22 long rifle?
Legally?
No. I'm not talking. We're not talking. You're saying the guy goes out there with that and
that's
has a temptation.
What I'm
I mean,
that
come
was
on.
My point. I mean, it really doesn't remove temptation. So
temptation,
I don't understand why
bad people gonna do bad any way they can.
Yeah.
I mean,
whether it's a 22 long rifle or a 22 Hornet or a 22 250 or whatever.
17 HMR.
Yeah. I mean, they can all do the same thing.
Yep.
Create death. It's all good. You know, but they got some great coyote loads for 12-gauge shotguns.
Yeah,
so,
heavy shot. That's what I shoot. Yeah. Heavy shot.
I mean, if you don't think the rule applies,
I know.
What are you doing?
Show up
to
at the. Yes, I know. Show up at the things. Go ahead.
Blah 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 blah.
Shotgun's good for everything.
I knew I was going to get that. Shells. As soon as I said it.
Yeah, you know what?
Talking about buckshot, slugs.
Shotguns cure everything, dude. Yeah. Everything. From home invasion to homeland security.
There's number four turkey loads right now that I've seen the pattern that they throw at 50 yards that you shoot a deer in the head or the neck with. They're going down.
You know what? That was a question we asked on the show a million years ago. If you could only live with one thing, it was the end of the world thing, what would you take?
My wife.
And which gun would you want to be, you know, have in your possession? And I think overwhelmingly the callers were all like 12-gauge.
12-gauge.
Because you can do everything with it. You can load it with anything. You can, you know, if you have bird shot, you can cut the end off of it and put whatever you need in it to upgrade it or do whatever. You can't do that with a 30-06 or a 270 or anything else like that. 30-06 came in at a close second because you could basically go everywhere from the accelerator round, which is the small sabot round, you know, so you could shoot small game or whatever with it, which I don't know why you would, Bill George, 300 Winmag. But, you know.
You want to get ahead on the skinning process.
To anything else that lived on the continent of the, you know, North America, you're pretty much covered with the 30-06 as well, so... Those were the top two. 12-gauge was number one, and 30-06 was number two. I thought that was pretty interesting. So, you know, it is what it is. 12-gauge, I always said, is a little much for squirrel hunting, you know, especially here in the state of Florida when everything seems to be so close.
You're only thinking about Florida squirrels. There are much bigger, better squirrels.
Well, I know. I hunted red squirrels out in Texas and fox squirrels in Texas, which were much bigger and take a little more oomph to knock them out of a tree, whereas a 20 and a 12 would be perfect for that. But
I'm the overkill guy, I guess.
Here in this state, 410, 20 gauge, I mean, that's pretty much all you need, right?
Need? The man who doesn't want to associate the word need with firearms ever.
That's true.
And here you are once again. That's twice since I've been helping out here that I've heard you use
the word. When was the first one?
When you told me I didn't need a 300 Win Mag.
You don't need one. You don't need a 300 Win Mag.
Oh, dude, I'm fixing this.
Carlos may need one because, you know, of the things that he shoots at, but you don't need one.
Why?
Because he doesn't need one. He doesn't need a 300 Win Mag. I know that Bill George's mentality is dead. There's only one thing you need to know about a 300 Win Mag, and that's pretty much everything you shoot at's going to die.
The thing is this. When you are in tune with your firearm, and you can just pick it up, and it immediately is pointing where you want it to point, because that is the gun that you pick up and point. When the time comes in that split second that you need to do what you need to do, you're going to capitalize on it. Where if you're turning around... Oh, I can get away with this, and I can get away with just coming down and shooting this. You're shooting a bunch of different firearms, and you may not perform as well as you could.
Well, it's a gun that you know. It's a gun you're comfortable with, and it's a gun that you know how to shoot, so I can understand that. You know, I'm the same way with my 270. So,
and it barks.
And so does mine. And they both produce the same pretty much dead as dead. The only one time it didn't is when I shot that hog at Glenn's place, and it looked at me and went, later, and took off running.
I'm partial to my muzzle loader, my 50 cal Thompsons.
Really? Yeah, for everything?
Pretty much. I'm
squirrel like hunting, ducks, turkeys, doves?
No ducks or doves.
Oh, really? Yeah. See, that 300 Win Mag, you could hit those doves at 450 yards while it's sitting on a telephone wire on the five fields over.
You need to hit a break.
Yeah, if you say so.
I'm just saying. Bill will tell you. It can be done, can't it, Bill?
It can.
See? You may not have much to fry, but, you know, it'll be done. All right, we are the Big and Wild Outdoors. Whoa. Taking a break at the top of the hour. We come back. The guys from Barra Optics are supposed to be calling in the show, so give us a call. His name is Geo.
Heath.
What?
Heath.
I thought you said it was Geo.
Yeah, it is. Geo Heath.
Okay, well, then don't say his last name is Heath. Right,
let's go to break.
Whatever. We're going to take a break. Brought to you by Load Runner Trailer G5 Outdoors. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. With lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always been the premier vehicle wrap facility in the Tampa Bay area, wrapping entire fleets of trucks, vans, RVs and boats with the highest standards in the industry, using 3M certified installers and 3M warranty. warranties on all vehicle wraps to provide you the best in service and products. Because customer service is their number one goal. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself. Have a blast during the big 10-year anniversary celebration. Friday, March 2nd, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done.